Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 17, 2016. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and this evening we are discussing the This Flag movement, telling the government enough is enough, clean up the mess and give us jobs.
Let's get talking on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318.
And you can reach us live, so you can join us live on air, and that phone number is 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number is 001-202-619-2077. Call us and we'll get your number and we will call you right back.
And of course, we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com, those with internet access.
The hashtag This Flag movement continues to resonate with thousands of Zimbabweans in the country and beyond as many begin to gather courage and telling the government, we are no longer scared. Please fix the country and give us a better life. Founded by Pastor Ivan Mawarire, a motivational speaker, the campaign has attracted dozens of both admirers on social media who complain life has simply become unbearable.
But ZANU-PF officials and surrogates, including ministers Jonathan Moyo and Super Manduwa Nzira, are pushing back. Mr. Moyo has dubbed Mawarire a pastor for hire, alleging that he is funded by the Americans and the Europeans to cause chaos in Zimbabwe. But Mawarire trashed the allegations in an earlier interview with Studio 7 today, and his campaign subscribers are also not buying it. In fact, they say it's condescending for ZANU-PF to think Zimbabweans cannot think for themselves. As the campaign continues to attract thousands of people online, the bigger question is, where is it headed?
Mm-hmm. And Ntunga, I hope we can at least start to unpack that question today as we're seeing this viral movement continuously catching steam. But right behind this train is skeptics who are saying, you know, you guys are wasting time. It's not this flag, it's our flag.
Indeed, that's rival hashtag created by Jonathan Moyo, mm-hmm. Our flag. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela umzabalazo oqaliswe ngupastor Ivan Mawarire eHarare, lapho atshengisela khona ephethe iflag yeZimbabwe esola uhulumende weZANU-PF, esola umbuso okhona, sithi uMgabe labanye bakhe sebebulele ilizwe, akulamsebenzi, imali kayitholakali, abantu bayahlupheka, abantu abaningi sebengabayanga, njalo abaningi bayawulandela njalo bayawusekela lomkhankaso. Kodwa kulabanye abasekela iZANU-PF abafana lo mnumzana Jonathan Moyo, kanye lo mnumzana Super Manduwa Nzira, abathi ayibo uMawarire lo mkhankaso wakhe basekelwa ngohulumende bamazwe angentshonalanga abafana leMelika, kanye lamazwe aseEurope. Bathola imali ke, baphiwa imali yilawa mazwe ukubana babangele ukungezwani elizweni. Kodwa yena uMawarire labanye bakhe bayakulandula lokhu. Kwazi vaivatereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki The Connection. Apo nasi tiri kukurukura campaign iyo yakatangwa nava pastor Ivan Mawarire yekushoropoza, yekushora zvikuru utongi weZANU-PF. vari kuchema chema vamawariri nevamwe vakawanda vane veZimbabwe vari kutevera kampeni yavo vari kuti haiwa nyika yavo ndomoka vamugave wee nehurumende yenyu gadzirai zvinhu uyezve hatichatya uye hatichada gadzirai nyika ndivamawarire nevamwe vavo ivavo vachitaura padande mutande reFacebook paTwitter vari pese pese uyezve vana veZimbabwe kuZimbabwe ikoko kune dzimwe nyika South Africa kunoku kuUS vari kutsigirawo campaign yavamawarire vari kudaiwa
Tunga, I'm getting word that we have on the line with us one of our guests who will be joining us on the program this evening. That is Dr. Marlon Ralph Nyakabau. Dr. Marlon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Tunga, the doctor himself, is one of those who decided to join in on this, viral movement, posting his own video talking about why he was following this movement. But of course, we spoke earlier, there is the pastor, Mawarire, who started this movement. And his early videos was what kind of sparked this movement, where people started posting their own videos, joining in on the call. I know for some people, they're wondering, what are we even talking about? Who's this guy? Why is he, so popular right now? But he did start off with a video where he was chronicling what he was trying to do.
Indeed. Let's take a look. We are having technical glitches there, but we must hasten to say that we invited Pastor Mawarire to be on our show this evening, but unfortunately he had the prior engagement. But that doesn't matter because this campaign has grown beyond him. And that's why we are having other people like Dr. Marlon Ralph. Let's get the book. I hear the video is ready now. Okay, let's roll it.
Hi, this is Ivan Mawarire in Harare, Zimbabwe. We are now officially on day number 3, Zvare Chitatu, on our challenge, the This Flag Challenge, for every citizen of Zimbabwe to carry their flag with you for 7 days. As a way of saying to our government and the government ministers and those that are running our country, kuti enough is enough. Okay, we have had enough of corruption, we have had enough of injustice, we have had enough of poverty. Zvakwana, in our country, my graduates, vanobuda muchikoro, they come from school where they graduate and they go on to the street to work as vendors. Pachinzvimbo chekuti vange vakagara muma offices, vachishanda mabasa ekuti vanobatsira mavendors acho, ivo ndovakutora mabasa emavendors. Not only that, but when people are trying to survive, vachiedza kuzvitsvagira raramiro zvavo, then you have government ministers coming, vachitanzizvo, nyaya yezvihuta, siyanai nazvo, siya zvihuta zvedu, tiri kutsvaga kurarama. We are trying to find ways to live and to survive because you, the government ministers, have failed to help us, have failed to run this country the way that it's supposed to be run. Saka tiri paday 3 takatakura maflags edu, chimwe chandoda kuti nyamunyatsokuziva, that I want you to know, hatichatya. Kujara taichika kutaura sometimes vanhu vanorohwa vanhu vanodisappear izvo ndozvo zvatisingachatyi anymore kana kuri kutorwa titorei asi vanhu vachaziva kuti matitore kana kuri kurohwa tirovei asi vanhu vachaziva kuti matirova muchitirovera nyika yangu muchindirovera nzvimbo yangu muchindirovera ramangwana rangu. If you are going to do that, you are doing it because of my future. All we are asking is saying we want to reset this country, we want to reset our country, we can't go on like this. Right now, tiri vashoma vari kutaura, but let me tell you, vakawanda vari kuzvifunga vasiri kutaura. And it's only a matter of time. We keep pushing forward. Today is day 3, carrying our flags wherever we go. Pasina watinotya, hapana munhu watiri kutuka, hapana munhu watiri kurova. We're just saying we've had enough. Atichada, atichada, kuramba tichiponderwa nyika yatakatarisa. You guys must change it, and you guys must now listen to us, the citizens. And we're saying enough is enough. You can't keep driving brand new cars year in and year out. Last year, you spent $18 million on brand new cars for government officials. Mota dzenyo wa nyika iri pataita kudai. So we need to change this, guys. We need to change this. Tomorrow is day 4. We keep going until we get to day 7. People are asking me, so what happens after day 7? And this even, I don't know what happens after day 7. All I know is what I'm doing today and making a stand and learning to speak again and learning to be a citizen again. I want to ask you to join me wherever you are. Usachke, don't be afraid. This is our time and this is our moment to stand up and be heard and counted. Our children will judge us harshly if we keep quiet. Ivan Mawarire here. See you tomorrow, day 4. Take your flag with you. Takura flag. Rabu in the question for another naro. Usachke. God bless you.
Pastor Ivan Mawarire in one of his videos that has been followed by thousands and thousands of people on Facebook. Dr. Marlon, why does this campaign matter to you?
Well, what Pastor Ivan is doing is talking about a real issue, issues that we are facing on a daily basis. It is quite evident what we are, people are experiencing. You know, there's no money in the banks. I have friends who are unemployed. I work in a hospital where we are failing to provide basic drugs. So the problems are just so much. And finally, when someone then found the courage to come out in the open and say what all of us have been saying, you know, in our conversations, whether at church or in the beer halls or at the bus stop, wherever. Someone was bold enough and had courage enough to stand up and say out these issues openly and then transferring them to the authorities who are responsible. So, quite a rallying call, and that's why so many people have now joined with us. So we want to stand behind him, because what he's talking about is what is real, what we, all of us are facing, and it is not fair for him to be exposed and be as if this is only his issues and all of us are discussing what he's talking about.
Line there, will come right back to you. Ntunga, joining us over Skype is Dewa Mavinga in South Africa. He wanted to chime in on this topic today. Dewa, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Tatenda and Ntunga.
Mm-hmm. But you both describe a picture. What are we seeing up?
Okay, so we are seeing a picture of Mavinga there on the screen, and Agabata Mrezo, he's holding his flag draped around his shoulders.
Mm-hmm. So we'll ask you, Dewa, I guess that indicates that you are part of this this flag movement. Tell us why.
Well, it is an important movement, and I mean solidarity, because it does two things. The first is that it pulls the carpet from under ZANU-PF's feet, because it is coming from a patriotic standpoint of saying that we as Zimbabweans are standing underneath and with our flag, which is a symbol of the liberation struggle, of what Zimbabweans stand for, of being a son or a daughter of the soil. So that is very important. But secondly, it is also itself an indictment on the current government that it has failed to live up to the ideals of this flag, our flag. So this is an important movement, and it is a rallying cry, and it is a unifying sort of movement, because everyone feels that they can be confident to declare patriotically that they are not happy with the state of the economy and the state of governance in Zimbabwe.
And one thing that I've observed, Vama Vinga, Kuvira Pakatanga campaign E, you know, many people have become so proud of their flag. Before that, you know, Van Wakawanda really didn't want to be associated with flag in Zimbabwe, because why it took a wonegwa, wakabata flag Zimbabwe, van vanigo funga dams, muno ZANU-PF, a green bomb. Are we seeing, you know, a change of attitudes in terms of the way people are proud of their own country, people are proud of their own identities?
Yes, indeed. Ndizvo zvochaizvo kuti iko zvino nyaya yemureza weZimbabwe iri kuunza vanhu pamwe chete, and it is an act of reclaiming an identity and association with the flag. People are beginning to rediscover that you can both be proud of being a Zimbabwean, but at the same time be critical of government. So there is now a clear separation between an underperforming and uncaring government and the identity of Zimbabweans. There was a time where ZANU-PF was insisting that anything that is national in scope or being patriotic was to blindly support, you know, its policies. But now people believe and realize that you can't be patriotic without following ZANU-PF, and that the identity, the flag, is really a national identity that is beyond, that transcends political boundaries.
Mm-hmm. I thank you there, Dewa. Just hold on the line. Doctor, we want to come back to you, but first, Zegandi Weringe, just a quick message that someone wrote per WhatsApp, and I think it goes directly to your initial video where you were saying and explaining why you yourself were not afraid to be part of this movement. Wanunzi Motrak wrote per WhatsApp, kuti Mawarire's move is very good, but because people in Zimbabwe are not free in as far as politics are, nobody would want to be victim of such politics. We live once and die once, and leave families suffering, as is the suspicious case of Itai Dzamara. At the end of the day, we benefit nothing from such moves. Mawarire is doing passive politics, though he denies it. Soon we will hear him having formed his own This Flag political party. Almost 3/4 of Zimbabweans need a change in governance, but voting has never achieved any positive results. Maybe this biometric voting coming? Mawarire must do away with his move and look for brain politics. Today's politics need common sense and meditation. What's your take on that?
All right. Firstly, I think what people have to understand is that this is not about politics. It's not about gaining political points or setting off a political career. What this is about is about people becoming citizens. And being citizens means that we have a responsibility to be involved in what's happening. And what this is about is not only about saying, our target is on maybe removing this government and then putting some other government, whether it's NDC or some other party. This is what normal citizens should be doing in any country. It is quite paramount to the prosperity of this country if the citizens feel emboldened enough to be able to speak out against injustice, against corruption when they see it. So this is, I think, what I would say should continue even after, you know, things change, because it is key to the prosperity, to the development of Zimbabwe, that people should not be afraid, should never be feel intimidated to say what they want to say when they see things going the wrong way. So this is what it's about. It's about, you know, people becoming citizens. That this flag, as they see it, people had somewhat abandoned the responsibility to a certain political party or certain individual to say, guys, this is now your flag. I remember when it started, people would say, hey, guys, this flag is not your flag. It's their flag. But now when we then take it and say, this is our flag, they're saying, this is our country. And whatever shame, whatever bad things are attached to it, it's not because the country in itself is anti-bad. It's just because that they are citizens that had surrendered responsibility to certain people. But now we are taking back this flag. We're taking back this country to be actively involved in it. To then say, Zimbabwe is not that Zimbabwe is a poor country. Zimbabwe is a rich country that is just being poorly managed. And for the effective management requires citizens being actively involved, speaking out, working with a government that listens to them when they issue out their grievances in a peaceful, nonviolent way.
Thank you there, Dr. Bayakuluma Bantu Lapa Tatenda Si Kangele. Abanye abasithumele impiko kuFacebook singakathathi one of our guests umnumzana Nqobista Khumalo mbali ngamafitshane lapha okulotshwe ngusakhile uthi yena uhulumende welizwe leZimbabwe kasebenzisi amalungelo abantu uzenzela umathanda nje laye lo okhuluma ngakho senganyamalala njengo-Itai Dzamara wanyamalalela ilungelo lakhe asazi ukuthi why bengatshintshi bahle bathi akula democracy in Zimbabwe ngoba benza opposite nje ngosakhile lowo siye eHarare kumnumzana Ngqobizita Khumalo webandla le-People's Democratic Party. Mnumzana Khumalo, siyakwamukela uhlelo. Nansi Ndaba, ulubona njani uhlelo lwe-This Flag lona?
Singabantu abaningi kakhulu thina abantu abakholwayo abathi ameni imithandazo enziwa egameni likaKristu over 70%, I'm sure. Utsho-ke ukuthi kasingeke sathula ngoba kakho umuntu ohlala esontweni, hhayi sihlala nabantu, singabantu abahlalayo lathi ndlala siyayizwa imisebenzi kasilayo, siyadilelwa izinto imali amabhondi khoyini konke lalokho esihlelengana lakho lathi njengabantu abasemhlabeni abangasontweni. Yikho ukuthi lilungele njalo lathi ukuthi ngasizwa kubuhlungu sibona siphambaniseka sibuye lathi siphakamise amazwi ukuthi hhayi lokhu akuyenzi.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela Khumalo, umzabalazo lo wenzelwa ebulenjini ku-intanethi lapha kubo-Facebook, kubo-Twitter, bayahamba nje abantu begaqa amaflegi. Uhulumende kumthinta ngandlela bani lokhu ngoba akula ndlela elimphazamisa ngayo kokufana lokutshengisela esitaladeni lokunye?
Abantwana be-Israyeli baba babenza ushingo kakhulu bawisa iindonga zejerikho. Yikho esikwenzayo nathi nxa sithengeuto singakhona ukuziyawisa nathi kwiindonga zejerikho yinto yakuqala. Kodwa into esibiliyile uyazi baba, into ekhona ukuthi umgabi labantu bakhe basebenzisa isikristu ukuphambanisa izingundo zabantu ngokuthi hayi uNkulunkulu ufuna lokhu landela nini lokhu sihamba amanga. Sikuze lathi siye lelizwi thina amanye amakristu alona ilo yeleluntu ukusebenza njalo ibhayibhona lelo ukukhulula abantu bani amangalo ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi hhayi sapothani lo umuntu nobulala abantu uphambanisa izinto kuthiwa yikho ukufunakala uNkulunkulu ufunakalalo ilizwi enza kulokhu ayisikho ngoba uNkulunkulu ebhayibhelini njengokuthi esithobelele inkululeko. So abantu bafuze bathole nalelo ilizwi futhi ukuthi hhayi ayisikho lokhu okukhulunywa ngabantu labo ukuthi kwegaya kwakuphethwa uNkulunkulu.
Aha, siyabonga Khumalo, qhubeka ubambile tine emtereri Miss Team Koma Matthias Rwakonda kuHarare. Mkoma Matthias Magadi.
Epo Magadi wakuru.
Ah, tri bosterek mapinda muchirongwa manzwa nyairi mugango nasi.
Yes, mwenzwe atanzwa. Yimutinda nezviri kutona vamawarire. Ndemumwe wedu watotokuwaribeta batana naye pakuvisa shanduko nemuno munyika because zvino mamira zvaita muno munyika akubanga kuti vanhu vaite musoro pamwe chete nekuti tikatarisa iko zvino makagarira tikuisa handika mapurisa chaiwo emuzimbabwe every corner yeitikala yerobot ndo vavutozvita kunge vanhu isusu vandaita vezimbabwe chacho hatitakwanisi kana kurarama zviri free. Totarisa nyaya yeikonomi yedu taakuudzwa zvakare kuti topiwa mabhitcoin, takuudzwa kuti tipei malicense ezvihuta. Izvo zviri zvinhu zvinogona kuti tiraramisa panguva yekuti hatina mabasa, but hurumende yacho inongokoshesa kudya kwayo mudzimba dzavo.
Asi
yama mavarire yekuti mumwe nemumwe achitora flag osimudza flag yeZimbabwe atakure tinoitsigira zvakakwana nokuti mumwe nemumwe wanawo muZimbabwe akutifanirwa kufunga kuti ndekupi kwatiri kuenda ndekupi kwatiri kubva. 2008 takaona nhamo imwe yakakura sitereki iko zvino zvakare totarisa zveimwe nhamo nekuda kwehurumende imwe chete.
Asimkoma Matthias muri kutaura nekusimudza mureza vamugave vachakanda mapfumo pasi nekuti vanhu vasimudza mureza here?
Vanhu vakabatana pamwe chete, vakaisa musoro pamwe chete, Ramu Gabe vanoenda. Ramu Gabe 2008 vakanga vaenda. Saka zvino iko zvino tapa.
Vachienda kupi va Matias? Havana kumbotaura kuti vari kuda kusiya basa. Hello, Matias. I think we have lost that particular caller there. Mm. But he was also saying that, you know, if Zimbabweans can stand up en masse and raise their flag, there's no doubt the ZANU-PF government will fall.
Mm-hmm. Let's read some messages quickly in Tunga. We had an overwhelming response to this topic. Many people are voicing, their view on this one. There's Daniel who says, if it makes Mugabe step down, I think it's a good move, but I doubt very much. There's Harrison who says, we are already patriotic, but we need change. We need change and bread on the table under a conducive economic environment. Philip says, he is good and right because we don't have to be deprived of our rights. And Ntunga, the other messages on Facebook also coming through. There's Sitole who says we all should carry our flags and demand the end to this regime, or else these.
Let's go back to Mr. Mavinga. Vama Mavinga wongo muriku simu za mureza ne vanawe Zimbabwe waka wanda. What next? Iriku inda kupi kampeni?
Chaka kosha mwana wa maindi chekutanga kubisa kutya muhana dzevana veZimbabwe. Todyara pfungwa yekuti ikodzero yako munhu kuti ugunun'une ushoropodze hurumende usingavhunduki kuti kune chingauya. Popinda pfungwa yekuti kana vanhu vakawanda vakabatana hapana chinokona. Popinda zvepfungwa yekuti bumbiro remutemo renyika reZimbabwe ndiro hwaro wezvese zviri kuitwa izvi. Saka muchaona kuti ngatiregei kukurumidza yedu kumedza kutsenga kuchada, chinotanga kusimbisa hana dzevanhu. Kana dzichinge dzasimba, hakuna chinozovatadzisa kuti vati ngatipindei mumigwagwa, kana kuti nhasi zvakataurwa navadzamara zviya ngatigarei paAfrica Unity Square, kana kuti ngatingofambai nemaflag yedu kusvika paita shanduko. Zvinoitika izvozvo. Asa hazvidi kumhanyirirwa nyika yese isati yandimuka kusimuka kubatana kuti ndo zvaakuitika. Muri kuona iko zvino vanhu vakawanda kana chembere dziri kutaura ambuya vaHekta vari kutaura kuti tiri kutambudzika tayavaya, asi tanga tichitya. Iko zvino tava kuti hapachisina kutya, vanhu ngavataure vakasununguka. Saka ndo chinotanga zvinhu izvi zvinoitwa padiki padiki, vanhu vachiungana vachisimba. Hazvingotangirwi munzi zvabata flagi ngatichitoindai mumugwagwa. Aiwa, zvinopiwa nguva kuti zvinyatsoibva, vanhu vasvike pavanoti vashinga havachadzokere kumashure.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Vayakhuluma vantu lapha silomlalela ecingweni kodwa isikhathi kasisavumi ukubana siqhubeke labalaleli beradio. Umavinga ukhulume ngombuya vaHekta vakanetsa mbuya ivavo nezuro paZFM pasta vachizvambura
vamusara.
It's time to say good night to our radio listeners, for those with internet access, we are streaming live on VOA Zimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. Good night, radio listeners, everyone else, please do stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And also head over to our Facebook. We're streaming live VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.